So, how do you stand in the heat? Well, if you've taken the steps in this audiobook and created a code of honor, you've begun the process already. Because as important as pressure can be in creating a great team, its members have to get through those rough spots, and their natural inclination may be to run to avoid the issues. You need a set of rules, a code, to lean on. When the heat rises and everyone's looking around at each other, wondering what to do and how to handle it, the code will give the answer. I have a code of honor for me because I am my own worst enemy sometimes. Because under pressure, I forget, I get upset, and I want to fight or run. Neither action serves me. I have been blessed in my life to be surrounded by teammates who hold me accountable. I have disciplined myself to stick to the code. I can tell you that I go through tough times like anyone else, but I have learned to trust the process. Whenever pressure gets high, when things seem to be going nuts, I simply tell myself, I'm in the heat now, just hang in there, keep persisting. And you know what? Something great always pops out of the heat. There are days when I go ranting and raving around the office or the house, and my wife will look at me and smile and say, "Well, looks like something good is about to happen." Whether it was learning to ski, buying my first rental house, building my businesses, running a race, or simply coming to an understanding with my wife, there has sometimes been fear, frustration, and even confusion. But processing those feelings and standing in the heat under the protection of the code of honor has turned all those experiences into huge wins and has brought success and love into my life. One of the rules at home and in the business is to never abandon tough issues or leave them unresolved. Sometimes that isn't easy. It feels like it would be easier to just let confrontational issues slide. Yet it seems that when we allow the feelings and emotions to responsibly air and release, we not only find great solutions, but just as it happens in physics, we reorder to even greater levels in our relationships. This definitely happens with my business team, but most important, it has brought deeper and stronger connections at home. In the business, we have nearly always emerged with a better idea, a new insight, or a breakthrough in thinking. As strange as it may seem, my staff has actually come to look forward to those times of impasse, knowing that something great is just on the other side. This happens because we have made it safe for them to voice concerns, frustrations, and ideas as long as they play by the code in the process. It has to be handled responsibly. No blaming, whining, or wimping in the face of pressure. When the stakeholders of any enterprise are willing to stick with the tough issues until they come to resolution, great synergy can happen. The issues may be finance, sales, partnerships, visions, goals, results, strategies, hiring, firing, and so forth. I am sure that you have experienced your own tough but critical issues. New alternatives can get created. Higher levels of trust can be forged while commitment between the parties gets stronger. Yet none of that happens unless there is an agreement to stand in the heat until it's resolved. I have witnessed this breakthrough in thinking, creativity, and results in nearly every leadership program that I have conducted for clients around the world. In the programs themselves, I watch in awe as the participants struggle with some of the tasks and projects that I give them. I purposely turn up the heat by giving them a seemingly unrealistic amount of time and limiting their resources. In every case, those teams that argue, push, debate, and tell the truth about their points of view have always popped through and produced project results that even exceeded their expectations of what they thought possible.